Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the pencil skirt and how to style it in a way that is not old-fashioned. So before we get into that, let's just talk a little bit about the pencil skirt. So this is a timeless classic piece. It just reminds me of Mad Men. I feel like throughout the podcast, I always kind of bring back Mad Men because Joan always was like a style inspiration for me. Anyway, but I think it's a great skirt if you have curves. It has a lot of structure to it, but you know, it can get a little boring and you want to try to be able to use it in a way that's a little more modern and add some versatility to it. So I have a few ideas on how to do that. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get. Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. So the first thing I would say is make sure you get a skirt that actually fits you the right way. So you don't want, like with most items, I think that, you know, when you have curves, you want to make sure that the item skims your frame. It's not too loose and not too tight. If it's too loose, then it kind of looks sloppy and you lose the structure of the pencil skirt. If it's too tight, then it just doesn't look good. It's not comfortable. And then you're just less likely to wear it. It just doesn't give you adequate coverage and doesn't look smooth on. So after you find a pencil skirt that works for you, and I think try different styles, right? And I kind of opt for like ones with stretch in them. But after you find the style that you like, then, you know, I think that you want to try to think of styling it away like a pair of pants, if that makes sense. So what do I mean? So think about all the things that you would wear with a nice pair of pants or a nice pair of jeans. And those will all work with a pencil skirt. So for instance, a nice top would work, but I like, you know, even going with like a V-neck basic top that I would probably wear with a pair of jeans. And, you know, then I can add a belt if I need to. But it's like there's a lot of stuff that you already own that you usually pair with, you know, slacks or jeans that would look perfect with a pencil skirt. You know, just tucked in, and you can do like a top that's a little bit looser on top, because of the structure of the pencil skirt on the bottom. The other thing I would do is try different styles of pencil skirts. So you can go with one that's a wrap style or has a little bit of ruching. I feel like those are great updates for a pencil skirt to kind of give you something a little different, some visual interest. And you know, also kind of, changes it up a bit so you don't have this the kind of, you know, usual boring type of style. I opted for like one that had kind of a little bit of a wrap style in the post that's attached to this podcast episode. And I just added a, you know, a V-neck top with it, and it looks great. And it's just really simple. And it had kind of an asymmetrical kind of front hem on it as well. Another thing I would say is try a different style of pencil skirt. Be open to styles that maybe have a little bit of ruching or wrap front. Just give something a little visually interesting when you're wearing it and kind of changes it up a bit so you're not wearing, you know, like the same standard pencil skirt. So like I opted for one that had kind of a wrap style, ruching in the front, and then that kind of had like an asymmetrical hem on the bottom, and I thought looked different, something fun, and then I just wore a simple V-neck top with it as well. Lastly, the other thing I would say, wear with it what you want. So that means you can just throw on a tee. So if you have like a graphic tee that you really like, you can try that. right? And then just, you know, put a little jacket over it if you want to. But I think that you can, you know, be open to different styles of things to put with it. So for instance, I had a bodysuit that had the little shoulder pad trend, and that looked great with like a real simple pencil skirt. So it's something unexpected that I probably wouldn't have worn before. And that is it. So there you have it. That is a few ways to wear a pencil skirt in a way that is not old-fashioned. So you can pull out the pencil skirt you have now and throw in a graphic tee or, you know, a V-neck top and be good to go.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at LiveByViv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.